वासुदेवाय ओ कर्षस चित्रकेतु टेक्स्ट नंबर 9 लिख रहा ओम अज्ञान विल वेट टिल द बोर्ड कम्स देन आई विल स्टार्ट टेक्स्ट 9 श्री शुक उवाच भगवान अपि तश्रुत्वा प्रहस्यागद धीर नृप तुष्णीं बहुभा सदसै सभ्याश्च तद अनुव्रता व्हाट ट्रांसलेशन इज अभयचरण अरविंद स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी कंटिन्यूड माय डियर किंग आफ्टर हियरिंग चित्रकेतु स्टेटमेंट लॉर्ड शिवा द मोस्ट पावरफुल पर्सनालिटी हुज नॉलेज इज फैथमलेस सिंपली स्माइल्ड एंड रिमेंड साइलेंट एंड ऑल द मेंबर्स ऑफ द असेंबली फॉलोड द लॉर्ड by not saying anything. Purport. Chitraketu's purpose in criticizing Lord Shiva is somewhat mysterious and cannot be understood by a common man. Shri Vaishnava Chakravarti Thakur, however, has made the following observation. Lord Shiva, being the most exalted Vaishnava and one of the most powerful demigods, is able to do anything he desires. Although he was externally exhibiting the behavior of a common man and not following etiquette, such actions cannot diminish his exalted position. The difficulty is that a common man, seeing Lord's behavior, might follow his example, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. Yadid acharati sreshthastat tat eva tarojana sayat pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. A common man might also criticize Lord Shiva, like Daksha, who suffered the consequences for his criticism. King Chitraketu desired that Lord Shiva sees this external behavior so that others might be saved from criticizing him and thus becoming offenders. If one thinks that Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the only perfect personality, whereas the demigods, even such demigods as Lord Shiva, are inclined to improper social affairs, he is an offender. Considering all this, King Chitraketu was somewhat harsh in his behavior with Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, who is always deep in knowledge, could understand Chitraketu's purpose, and therefore he was not at all angry. Rather, he simply smiled and remained silent. The members of the assembly surrounding Lord Shiva could also understand Chitraketu's purpose. Consequently, following the behavior of Lord Shiva, they did not protest. Instead, following their master, they remained silent. If the members of the assembly thought that Chitraketu had blasphemed Lord Shiva, they would certainly have left at once, blocking their ears with their hands. Hare Krishna. So here, Srila Sukadeva Goswami is kind of summarizing or describing the behavior of the assembled Vaishnavas and the best of the Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva, after Chitraketu Maharaj spoke in a kind of criticism. So this is a pastime, Prabhupada himself writes here. Chitraketu's purpose in criticizing Lord Shiva is somewhat mysterious and cannot be understood by a common man. So this pastime is kind of a controversial situation where all parties are pure devotees involved. So if I take anybody's side, then I'll be committing kind of offense to that particular person. Even while writing purports, Prabhupada is also, you can see, has taken very, very careful stance where he is not saying Chitraketu Maharaj is at fault or Parvati is at fault or Lord Shiva is at fault. Anyway, he is saying somewhat criticism or somewhat mistake, like that. Of course, in the beginning, the summary of this chapter, Prabhupada writes that the Lord made Chitraketu Maharaj commit this kind of mistake so that he could receive the curse on him and thus quickly come back to him, back to Godhead. So the Lord made him commit this mistake. Anyway, so here Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is making a point that although he was externally exhibiting the behavior of a common man and not following etiquette, such action cannot diminish exalted position, that is Lord Shiva, being the best of the Vaishnavas. So why such thing is there? That wherever there is Krishna Katha, there cannot be any material contamination. The Chitraketu Maharaj could understand it, but his point is, as Prabhupada reveals in the purport, that common man may not understand and follow it. So how is it that in an assembly where there is Krishna Katha going on, there cannot be any material motivation? We can understand it from various examples in scriptures. Krishna says, I think Lord Narayan, he says to Narad Muni in Padma Purana, that Naham Tishtami Vaikunthe Yoginam Hrudayesu Api Tatra Tishtami Narada Yatra Gayanti Madbhakta. He says, wherever my devotees glorifies my name, form, qualities, etc., at that place I reside. I don't stay in Vaikuntha or I don't stay in the heart of the yogis. The yogis try to capture Krishna in their heart. Or people who aspire to go to Vaikuntha to meet Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. But he says, I present there where my pure devotees discuss about my pastimes. And we know, wherever there is Krishna, there cannot be Maya. Krishna Surya Shama Maya Hoye Andhakar. Yaha Krishna Taranai Maya Radhikar. Krishna is like sun, and where there is sun, there cannot be shadow. Sun and shadow cannot go together. Shadow is absence of sunlight. So similarly, wherever there is Krishna, there cannot be any material contamination. So you can see in this particular pastime, although Lord Shiva is sitting with his consort, Srimati Parvati Devi, and all the assembled Vaishnavas sitting there, there was no material contamination. And Krishna Katha was going on. But when Chitraketu Maharaj saw from a distance, he didn't took it in a proper way. Of course, Srila Prabhupada always, wherever there is Krishna Katha topic comes, Srila Prabhupada always wants that Krishna Katha should always be heard from devotees of the Lord, especially pure devotees. Like here in this particular verse, it is said, Yatra Gayanti Mat Bhakta, where my devotees glorify me, that place where you can find me. Not that any place, anybody talks about Krishna, Krishna is there. There are professional speakers who speaks on Bhagavatam for days, sometimes for months, for weeks. But because they are not properly recognized by Parampara method, have not accepted the mercy of those who are surrendered to Krishna. Therefore, in such talks, you will not find Krishna or purity. There will be material contamination because the purpose is to get money, purpose to get reputation and all these things. But where there is Krishna Katha, pure Krishna Katha going on, by devotees of the Lord, without any motivation, there cannot be Maya. We can see in the example of Parikshit Maharaj, when he was hearing for the 7 days from Sukadeva Goswami, he had he had no, there is no concept of any material life whatsoever. Even the concept of body was also not there. No hunger, no thirst, nothing. Nothing could stop him. When the bhakti is ahetuki, they said ahetuki apratyata yatma suprasiddhati. When the Krishna Katha goes on without any motivations by the speaker and those who hear, then Krishna is there and there is no material contamination. Therefore, we can see when there is ahetuki bhakti, then no opposition in this material world can stop that hearing and chanting. Parikshit Maharaj is not stopped by hunger or thirst. Just went on hearing Harikatha, completely forget about the bodily concept of life. So therefore it is very important, Srila Prabhupada explains many places, that one must hear Srimad Bhagavatam from devotees, Mat Bhakta. Or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bhagavata Sune, what is that? Bhagavata Sthane, what is that? One has to hear Bhagavatam from a person Bhagavat, one who practices the principle of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Krishna Katha is so powerful to purify, and Krishna Katha is such an important thing that it is said that it is even more important than Krishna himself. Just like there is a pastime, His Holiness Radhanath Swami was telling us in South India, in Srirangam, devotees were sitting together and having Krishna Katha. And suddenly, Ranganath procession came from a different direction. So as the Ranganath was coming, because Krishna came, the Lord is coming, Ranganath is coming, therefore devotee has to get up to pay obeisances. In other words, they have to stop their Krishna Katha for the time being. And as they are doing it, one of the devotees remarked, in a kind of sarcasm, he said, here he comes to disturb our Harikatha. Different to the Lord. He just came to disturb all our, we are absorbed in this Harikatha. Nice nectar was going on. Here he comes to disturb the whole thing. He just said it, remarked it, out of kind of frustration. But the Lord heard it. And the Lord revealed to the pujaris, from tomorrow onwards, for 1 year, there will be no procession. Devotees should simply come together and do Harikatha. So for 1 year, there was no procession. And that particular procession of that time of the day is not observed for the rest of the time. And even today it is not observed. Here the Lord is actually emphasizing that how the discussion on Him is so important. Matchitta madgata prana bodhyanta parasparam kathantascha mam nityam tusyanticha ramanticha. The devotees release the talk of Krishna constantly. Of course, pure devotees. Matchitta madgata prana. They have given their whole life for the Lord's service. Complete dedication. And similarly, we see in Srila Prabhupada also, when he was in Vrindavan with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Prabhupada, and there was a choice between going to different temples, various temples to take darshan, and the other choice was to sit with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, his spiritual master, and hear about Krishna Katha. What did Prabhupada choose? Prabhupada chose to stay and hear Krishna Katha, then taking darshan of the Lord, personal form of the Lord. So there he is preferring to hear more about Krishna than to see Krishna directly. And it was noted by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, and he always remarked that he likes to hear about Krishna. And he really recognized that particular aspect of Srila Prabhupada. And in this way we can see how Krishna Katha is such potent and powerful. Even Bhagavatam recommends Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Every day we should serve Srimad Bhagavatam by hearing it or by rendering service to pure devotees. In this way, we can serve Bhagavat. It's recommended. So here we see in the past time where everybody is pure devotees releasing Krishna Katha. Yet Chitraketu Maharaj is remarking something. Of course, Prabhupada tells that it is because Krishna wanted him to behave that way. That is one thing. But you see, kind of frivolous behavior. He knows. He is actually glorifying Lord Shiva, Mahadev, and he is the best of all persons. He is glorifying. But he's saying, but why is sitting such manner? He's like kind of wondering about, and he's laughing, and he's saying he's such a glorious person, still he's behaving like this. So it's kind of, there was no need for him to say it. But for various reasons, Prabhupada says, because he wants to protect it, the common man who may commit also offense against Lord Shiva. Somebody may imitate Lord Shiva, and that will be like horrible. So in this way, Prabhupada is telling why speaking Chitraketu is Maharaj's mind. But nevertheless, it's kind of frivolous behavior. And for which he is going to be punished by Mother Parvati. So here we see that any offense that is committed to Vaishnavas are actually taken very seriously. And doesn't matter who is committing that offense, a neophyte or a very advanced devotee. So in this regard, there is a pastime in Chaitanya Bhagavat, which I'll narrate. And it is the last pastime mentioned in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, where Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who is a very pure and dear devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna, he is visiting to see Jagannath on the day of Odan Shashti. Odan Shashti is a festival that is observed in Jagannath Puri on the 6th day of full moon of Margashira, month of Margashira. Margashira comes after Kartik. So it is like winter time. And from the 6th day of that particular month, after the Purnima, the Lord is offered fresh new cloths. These cloths are special. Odhan, actually, Odhan means to cover. Odna. Hamara Hindi mein Odna. So Odhan says, because the winter is getting very heavy, so they offer Lord extra cloths, new cloths to cover himself. Odhan Shashti. So that the Lord is comfortable and warm. And this festival goes on from that day, 6th Shashti, 6th day of full moon, month of Margashira, to till Makar Sankranti, that is 14th of January. Normally it falls on that day. Though that is the peak of the winter. Just like in we do Chandan Seva, Chandan Yatra in summer. So this is a festival in the winter. And he went with Swarup Damodar Goswami, who was his good friend. It is said that Pundarik Vidyanidhi always speak his mind to him. Whatever in his mind, he would speaks to Swarup Damodar Goswami, and they would also exchange like that. The festival was very glorious, all new cloths in different silk cloths in different color, yellow, blue, white, all these cloths are offered. And these cloths are all soaked in rice water, that is starch, to make it starch. And studded with gold and some rubies, some kind of stones, pearls, they bedecked with the cloths. And these cloths are offered to the Lord. They dress very nicely. Then flower garlands, ornaments in the form of flower garlands. It's like Krishna wears in Vrindavan. All these flower ornaments are offered to Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would watch that ceremony with a lot of ecstasy, feeling very happy. As the Lord would wear new and new cloths, garlands are offered, everything is offered, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would release that very much. They will be playing so many conch shells and bigle, they will be offering camphor, flowers, incense, lamp, everything to Lord Jagannath. And all these 16 items they offer to Lord Jagannath, devotees would watch, and every time an item is offered, everybody would like say Hari Bol and be very happy like that. And as the pastime went on, everybody was feeling very happy and ecstasy. And in the end, only Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stay back. and everybody else left that place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just stayed alone to pay his feelings to Lord Jagannath. He just stayed alone with Jagannath. Everybody else left. And as they were returning, Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Sarva Damodara Goswami were having a friendly talk. And in this way, Pundarik Vidyanidhi was revealing his mind to Sarva Damodara Goswami Maharaj. And I'll just read this pastime because I just read in the morning. I don't remember exactly. But if I read it, probably will realize it better. All the Vaishnavas bid farewell and went to their residences. The soul master, that is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, remained lonely. Vidyanidhi and Damodar, Vidyanidhi is Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Damodar is Sarva Damodara Maharaj. Vidyanidhi and Damodar used to talk about their mental thoughts. Vidyanidhi had a doubt over the use of cloths soaked in rice water for the Lord. Because rice water, once rice is spilled anywhere, it is considered contaminated. In the sense, it has to be cleaned completely with water. Then only that place is purified. That's how it is considered. So, they are soaking the cloths in the rice water to get it starchy. So, that is like completely contaminated kind of cloth. So, Pundarik Vidyanidhi is, raising an objection. He's saying, he asked Damodar Swarup, why did the Lord swear the cloths soaked in rice water? State of Orissa, this state observes rules and regulations stated in Shruti, Smriti and other scriptures. Then why do they use the unwashed cloths after being soaked in rice water? So if it is soaked in rice water, it has to be washed again to remove that rice, remove the contamination. He's saying, why do they use unwashed cloths after being soaked in rice water? Damodar said, he says, listen to me. It differs from state to state. So there is no fault. Those who know the injunction of Shruti, Smriti, etc. do not commit mistakes always. Sometimes they may. He's saying, this may be the custom of this festival. This may be the custom of this festival. If the Lord has not such desire, why did not the king stop this practice? Because normally, if anything would go wrong, the Lord would personally come in the dream of the king and say, here is something is wrong, rectify it. So he's saying, then why the Lord has not, if the Lord is not desire, why did not the king stop this practice? Vidyanidhi said, all right, let the God do so. Why do the servitors imitate the Lord's activities? Jagannath is the Lord, so everything is right for his part. Should all behave as the Lord? If one touches the cloth soaked in rice water, he is purified by washing. Then why don't they do so? Being the good persons, the courtiers of the king, without thinking over it, do so. And the king adorns his head with cloths soaked in rice water. The courtiers also do it in the wrong way, and the king also wears. What kind of things is this? Then Sarva Damodara Maharaj is saying, Sarva Damodara said, listen, brother. They're having a friendly talk. So he's saying, listen, brother. It is understood that this practice is not a fault for the festival named Odan Shasti. The absolute being is in his incarnation as Jagannath. He is beyond rules and regulations. Vidyanidhi said, brother, listen to me. He's saying also, brother, listen to me. The Supreme Lord is in the form of Jagannath deity. He has no fault even if he deviates the rules and regulations of the scriptures. Did they become the absolute being staying in Nilachal? He's saying, the Lord is absolute. He can do whatever he wants. And there is no fault on his part. Whatever he does, that is right. Because he is absolute truth. There cannot be any mistake with him. But the servitors, are they absolute also? They should follow the scriptures. They should not imitate the Lord. Are they become absolute beings staying in Nilachal? They gave up their social custom. Are all of them like the supreme being? In this way, they went on talking along the path of with laughter. They laughed at the behavior of the Lord's servitors and found fault at them. Krishna knows the attachment of his devotees for him. He deludes his devotees and makes them do mistakes at him. Afterwards, he graciously clears their doubts. He made Vidyanidhi to commit a mistake and graciously clarifies his doubts. Both of them went to serve the Lord Krishna in their houses. They don't want to sleep. He's writing, they went back to their homes to serve Krishna in their houses. Anyway, so the point is, Vrindavan Das Thakur is mentioning here, the Lord, knowing the heart of their devotees, make them commit mistakes. And then, he himself graciously clears their doubts. So this is how the pastime progress. They begged alms and came to the Lord and slept. Lord Chaitanya knew everything. He approached Vidyanidhi in the form of Jagannath in his dream. Jagannath and Balram came in dream to Vidyanidhi. Jagannath was angry with Vidyanidhi and slapped on the cheeks of Vidyanidhi. So Jagannath came in his dream and started slapping him. Both the brothers slapped on his two cheeks, Balram and Krishna, both of them. With their slapping, his two cheeks were swollen. Vidyanidhi cried, "Krishna, Krishna, you forgive me," and fell at his lotus feet. "Why do you beat me? Which offense did I commit for which I am beaten?" Because he was in sleep, he could not understand what is happening. Suddenly somebody is coming and beating him. So he even never thought that actually he committed any offense. But now he was serious. The Lord said, "There is no end to your offense. I have no caste and similarly my devotees." Krishna says, "I have no caste. Neither am I a Brahman, a Vaishya, Shudra, anything. Similarly, my devotees are also beyond caste. Vaishnavas are beyond Chaturvarna." He's saying, "I am beyond caste, so are my devotees." Then he was saying, they're also kind of in an absolute platform. "Then why did you stay here where one's caste is lost?" If you're thinking, you know, even all this contaminated thing, if your caste is lost, then get out of this place. "You keep your caste and go to your own place. I have arranged my festival and you think this to be uncustomary? You think me as the absolute truth but denounce my devotees? You found fault with my clothes soaked in rice water?" In this way, he started chastising him. Vidyanidhi was very much terrified in his dream and cried, holding his head with his hands. He started crying. "What have I done?" He's saying, "Excuse me, Lord, I'm a fallen soul. I am defeated. I laughed at your servitors and you gave me slaps on my cheeks. You have well done for me. Today, it is a great day for me as your beautiful hands touched my cheeks and the forehead." The Lord said, "I did so in order to be grateful to you, graceful to you. You are my servitor, so I behaved in this way." Saying, "You are my devotee, so I can behave as I like." The Lord showered his merciful glances on Vidyanidhi on his dream. Both the brothers, Ram and Hari, returned to the temple. He himself laughed, seeing the slaps on his cheeks. Vidyanidhi was feeling very happy after being slapped. Vidyanidhi said, "Very well done. I got the proper punishment for my offense. You punished me a little and forgave." This is the grace of the Lord towards his devotees. He did not punish even his son Pradyumna, where he slapped his devotee for teaching. Janaki, Rukmini, Satyabhama are the goddesses who personally punish the offenders for their faults. But the punishment is not seen after the dream. They favor either punishment or property. But nothing is seen afterwards. It is good if one sees in dream the punishment or grace after the dream. The non-devotees only see the gods or goddesses in the dream. The Muslims denounce or envy upon the Lord, but they never see the Lord in their dreams. Even the Brahmanas do not get this grace of punishment or reward unless they are devotees. One gets sorrow in both the planets if he commits mistakes at the Lord. The Lord never teaches the fallen souls in their dreams. The person thinks himself to be fortunate if he receives some instructions in his dream. The Lord personally beat him and it was found by everyone because the cheeks were swollen, so everybody could see it. Pundarik saw that his two cheeks were swollen. They used to go together to Lord Jagannath. That day, Damodar Swarup came there as it was late. He asked Vidyanidhi, "Why haven't you given up your bed to go for the vision of the Lord yet?" Vidyanidhi said, "Brother, come here. I will tell you everything. Sit." Damodar saw that his two cheeks were swollen and the bead marks of slapping were seen. Damodar Swarup asked, "What is the matter? Why are your cheeks swollen? Why are you hurt?" Vidyanidhi laughed and said, "All the doubts are cleared. I found fault with the Lord for using the cloth soaked in rice water, and so I was punished. Today, Jagannath and Balram came to me in dream and slapped me without a pause." He said that I denounced his cloths and saying so, the two brothers slapped me. I cannot answer due to the pain caused by the touch of their rings. I do not talk with anyone in shame," because he was feeling shy because his cheeks are swollen. "I will go out after I am cured. It is not good to tell before others." Of course, devotees don't share their pastime with the Lord openly. Perhaps that is another thing. He says, "It is not good to tell before others. I think myself to be fortunate for this punishment. I got punishment for my offense, otherwise I would have to fall in the darkened well of the world." So he says, "This punishment purified my offense." Then Damodar Swarup felt happiness for the receipt of grace from the Lord by Vidyanidhi. It so happens that a friend becomes very happy at his friend's gain. So yeah, this is a very nice thing actually. When there was arguments between Swarup Damodar Maharaj, Swarup Damodar and Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Pundarik Vidyanidhi was saying against the servitors, while Swarup Damodar was defending the servitors, right? So now, it was ultimately found out that Swarup Damodar was wrong and Vidyanidhi was wrong and he was beaten up by the Lord personally. And just because he was defeated and Swarup Damodar was right, for that reason he didn't felt happiness. Normally, suppose we argue, and later it was found that I am right and he was wrong, then actually I was right and you were wrong. But here he is not feeling happy just because he was supported by Lord Jagannath. He is happy because Pundarik Vidyanidhi got mercy of the Lord. That's why he is happy. Not that because his point was right. He is saying, it so happens that a friend becomes happy at his friend's gain. At his friend's gain he was. Not because he was right and this is how pure devotees, attitudes are. Damodar said, "Listen, brother, I have never seen or heard such punishment. The Lord himself came and punished in dream. It is not hard even, is seen with you. Now you have got this punishment." So in this way, the pastime closes. And Bandamdas Thakur concludes this pastime by saying, Pundarik Vidyanidhi is such a pure soul, it is unusual for him to found faults with people. It is said he is such a pure person that he would go to Ganges and just watch. He would never dare to enter Ganges to take bath because he thought he cannot touch his feet with Mother Ganges, considering to be an offense. So he is the one who would never commit offense in any situation. But here he apparently commits an offense because the Lord wants to, deal with his devotee in a different way. And also we can understand from this pastime is that although offering this starchy cloth to the Lord is a kind of offense, but the Lord doesn't consider it because the devotee is offering out of love and affection. And when we commit offense to Vaishnavas, that is taken seriously by Krishna. Here, although what Pundarik Vidyanidhi was pointing out is for the benefit of Krishna, in the sense he should not wear starchy cloth, he should wear nice clothes, washed nicely, cleaned nicely. So he was favoring the Lord, but the doll didn't recognize it. He says, offense to my devotees while favoring me is actually offense to me. In the sense, sometimes we recognize the Lord as the Supreme but neglect devotees. That is what Krishna doesn't appreciate. Even we know the holy name, chanting holy name, the first offense is not to commit any offense against the devotees of the Lord. This is very important because sometimes we emphasize more on the Lord, less on devotees. But the Lord says, no, devotees first. Suppose somebody loves me, but he doesn't love somebody else, hates somebody. Then I have nothing to do with that in one sense. Okay. After all, he loves me, so what is the big difficulty? But if the other person also loves me, he may be his enemy, but if he is my friend, then if he becomes his enemy, then I will feel uncomfortable, isn't it? In the same way, when we commit offense to Vaishnava, Krishna is most uncomfortable. Because he sees, even every living entity sees equally. Sabaham sabarbhutesu. So what to speak of devotees with whom he reciprocates in so many exchanges. So we can see that if we commit offense against Krishna, or if we glorify Krishna, that is one thing. But committing offense against Vaishnava is something taken very seriously by the Lord. So, the Lord didn't appreciate Pundarik Vidyanidhi, even if he is a pure devotee himself. Pundarik Vidyanidhi is a pure devotee himself. So, what to speak of neophytes? And here in Chaitanya Bhagavata, he writes, if a conditioned soul commits a mistake, then Lord doesn't come personally to rectify. Because Pundarik Vidyanidhi is a pure devotee, he came. So, if we commit mistake and expect the Lord to come to rectify, he will never come. because we are not pure devotees. At the same time, we should understand from this pastime that it is very dangerous to commit offense against any devotees, any Vaishnavas of the Lord. And from these examples, Lord is achieving various end. He is making Chitrakuta commit mistakes. In this way, he is taking back to Godhead quickly. At the same time, he is teaching us a lesson that we should keep ourselves away and not judge, because we see how when the pure devotees discuss, there cannot be any Maya material contamination. So, it is very dangerous to judge pure devotees, especially those who are constantly engaged in the Lord's service, should not be judged from a materialistic point of view. These are the few thoughts. Yeah. I discussed with various devotees, then I am presenting this class. Thank you very much. Any questions? Comments?
श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की तगोर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल.